Anyway, from the latest in 21st century technology to the stuff of fairy tales, or maybe for some people, nightmares, the Komodo dragons, which I think are the closest living things that we have to real man-eating dragons. At 3 metres long, these lizards that live on the Indonesian island of Komodo are fearsome enough, but now scientists have discovered that they have a toxic bite. Until now, it was thought that the key to their deadly bite was bacteria in their saliva. They bite their prey, leave it to wander around while the nasty bugs in their saliva infect that poor beast, and so they eventually go into shock and the dragon comes back to kill and eat their victim, which sounds all rather lovely. But now it seems because Stephen Rowe from the University of New South Wales in Australia and his colleagues went out and discovered that in fact Komodos do have a toxic bite. They've published in the journal PNAS this week, and they've discovered venom glands, including a dose of anticoagulant toxin that the Komodo dragons use to cause their victims to essentially bleed to death, which is, again, rather lovely. Anyway, the first time the team first used computer models to analyse the skull of a Komodo dragon, and they found that actually they've got a very weak bite compared to a crocodile of about the same size. They really don't have much power at all in the down bite. Perhaps they're actually more adapted to holding onto a struggling prey and stopping from wriggling away. They then looked at the preserved head of a Komodo dragon, and they put it into an MRI scanner, had a look what was going on inside, and they discovered a set of complex venom glands in its jaw and ducts coming out into their teeth. So that gave them the first clue that these guys really are toxic. They then got some of these venom glands out of a Komodo dragon. No healthy Komodo dragons were actually harmed in this study. This was in fact a Komodo dragon in a zoo that was going to die anyway. It was terminally ill, and they took out they dissected out the glands, and they used mass spectrometry to look at the chemistry of that venom, and they discovered that it's made up of a complex mix of proteins, and it's a similar, really lethal cocktail compared to other venomous reptiles that also use similar sorts of toxins. And it's this kind of toxin that seems to cause causes the victim to bleed copiously, which fits in because humans, who unfortunately occasionally get bitten by Komodo dragons, continue to bleed for a long time. They know after they've been bitten. So really, it seems that yes, these Komodo dragons are toxic. And they aren't the only ones. There's another guy that this paper also covered, which is the Megalania, a 40,000-year-old cousin of the Komodo dragon, which was even more scary and enormous. They grew to 2 tonnes, 7-metre giants. They aren't around now, so don't worry. But we think they were also toxic as well, because they have, looking at fossils, their teeth also had these ducts. So maybe this toxicness of these huge lizards goes back a long way indeed.
And if that's the case, does that mean then that all of the other ancestors, successors rather, of those particular species, other lizards around today, do they also have these kinds of toxins in their venoms?
That's right. In fact, up until fairly recently, no one really knew that, and we thought that they weren't toxic. But colleagues of Stephen Rowe, who put this paper out previously, put out another study in Nature, banishing that myth and showing that, in fact, lots of goannas, different lizards which are in that family that the Komodo dragons belong to, they're all toxic, have toxic bites as well. So yes, maybe don't get too close to those lizard guys.
And keep your fingers out of their mouths.
Absolutely.
Anyway, thanks, Helen.